Right, yeah, so and like do you mind if I just go on that sort of
Yeah,
down
well.
there? Well, you didn't, so you grew up without
Well,
anything
I grew up,
much.
well, for the first, my early years until it was after the war. And when I think back on it now, it must have been with the completion of the hydroelectric schemes further north. And there was a power line brought across the glen, and it crossed just about the Croft of Dooney, you know, when I'm just below down towards Blairgowrie from Nalclappy, when
Okay,
you know the straight
right,
stretch of the road, it crossed over there. It came down Glendarby and across there. So it'd be about, as I said, about 47, 48, maybe later, 49, not much later. And at that time, before that time, everyone had paraffin lamps.
right.
And there was an assortment. In fact, I've still got the paraffin lamp that my parents used, a bit of an antique now, but there was people who always had the tilly lamps. That was a pressure lamp. You pumped it up a bit, like a little blow lamp, and it
Right, okay.
glowed. But they always made an awful noise, whereas we had an Aladdin lamp that had a mantle on it that glowed, and it could go white. And you always thought it was getting a good light off it, but I had to do all my homework by that,
Yeah.
in the dark winter nights. It was always a father always went through this ritual of lighting it. You had to trim the wick and make sure that it didn't smoke, so the thing didn't go black and no drafts. But you never thought anything of it. It was just the way you got the lights. And then we were still in the police station at the time, so naturally. I don't know what the finances of the installation of the electricity, whether it was the state, because a lot of the houses belonged to Mr. Balfour of Dunedin Estate, who you've no doubt heard. And he owned the police station as well. But a lot of houses were wired for electricity. And there was guys from Blairgowrie came up, and they lived in the village while they were doing this, and up the glen as well, further up Beinachdhu in that direction. So the houses all got electricity, and of course that brought in the days of the old wireless sets with the batteries and accumulators, which you had to get charged at the garage and things. That all disappeared overnight, but people have got new mains powered radios. And you were saying about the school. I can remember the school got a wireless radio programs, and there used to be radio programs broadcast for schools. I can't remember what they were called. Singing Get Together rings a bell with me. That was one of the programs. But the class would have to stop in the whole room. So you had to listen to this wireless program that would last 20 minutes or whatever it did. In the school, and must have been 48, 49. After the electric was put in, anyway, and the school got wired up, of course, that's all gone now. And probably got television sets now to do the same thing. Yes, the electricity and the.
It made a difference.
It made a big difference. And then a few years later, we actually got street lights. I think there's. I can't remember how many, 13, is there so many as that? And your grandfather, actually, he was in charge of changing the bulbs when they're out.
All
When
right,
the
yeah.
bulb went out, he had a ladder especially for going and putting a new
For
bulb in it. Because they were just really ordinary 100 watt bulbs or
yeah.
whatever, you know.
Why would he be given that? Because
Because he was local.
yeah, just yeah.
Because he's local, yeah. I'm sure he's.